Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Lewis Herbert is here, and as we've been hearing, Cambridge City Council is publishing its annual budget, saying it wants to reduce poverty and inequality in Cambridge, also take action on climate change and biodiversity. Good morning, officially, Lewis.
Good morning, Julia and Lucy.
Good morning.
We'll talk about climate change in a moment, but I know you're also outlining a number of anti-poverty measures as well. Who specifically do you want to help and why?
Well, we are, as people I think are aware, an unequal city. So we're particularly targeting around £1 million of projects on health and food poverty. So I think it is outrageous in the times we're in, partly due to the welfare cuts and lack of social care support, that we've got children in poverty in this city. So we particularly, at the heart of it, is a food poverty strategy for 4 years. And in this budget, we are putting the money in to create a food hub because, led by people like Alex Collis, who's been doing work on this, we have a
She's now a city councillor, I think, isn't she, last time around.
She and others and a couple of other people have produced a strategy. We're proposing a food hub, probably in North Cambridge, because there's so much unused food, donated food. We're not taking anything away from straight donations to the food bank and other charities, including homelessness charities, but we will be effectively creating a clearing station for a lot more food, and that will link to the many organisations we support through the £1 million in grants.
The poverty issue and the inequality within Cambridge, that's something which is, I don't know, for goodness knows how long, has been something which has been, I'd say, in the background. It's certainly people been aware. There's been various reports. Do you sometimes feel you're running to stand still in order to even not make the poverty or let the poverty get any worse?
Well, the two times it's been appalling have been under the Thatcher government when benefits were cut, and in the last 10 years. So part of
it is... So you're seeing a definite slide.
What we've had is we've had the safety net ripped away from working families and others, including disabled people. And so, yes, there is a lot more people in need. I think on the plus side, and it is a minor plus, part of the reason we're considered unequal is we're also such an affluent city. So if you compare us to Middlesbrough or Leeds or Hull, we don't have the absolute poverty levels that, that other cities have. But we do have inequality, which doesn't help if you see people living the life of Riley elsewhere. And we're targeting food poverty.
And you're also looking at the homeless as well, I think.
Yeah, well, there was the reported case just before Christmas. And so, clearly, again, we're
working... This was the lady who gave birth, I believe, to twins, wasn't it, outside one of the colleges?
So, every story is different, and people are often in need of considerable personal support anyway. So, one of the expansion areas... subject to getting the right support with the county council, is what we call Housing First. So Allia are putting up 7 pods in the Christ Redeemer Church. We've got funding. Hill Partnership, who we work with, are committing up to 20 units. So we're looking particularly at supported cluster housing with care staff.
Now, when we're defining homeless here, are we also including, I think the term normally used, sofa surfers, when people don't really have anywhere to go, they stay with one mate for a few weeks and move on and find somebody else, or the kind of people you might see standing with a begging bowl effectively outside, I don't know, a local supermarket.
It stretches from rough sleepers who have got particular needs and often have significant support needs for addiction, or they've got reasons why they've had a trauma in their lives. But we, I think in 1 year, I think it was 2018, the council advised and helped 2,000 different people find housing. So we've got a whole range of people who are, to use the word, homeless, or they don't have a home of their own, and the council housing we're building, 500 council homes and plans for another 1,000 after that, that will make a dent in it. But we've got a lot more work to do, and we're also working, obviously, on private sector licensing and landlords, some of whom do a great job, but others, I'm afraid, don't look after their tenants. So, yes, we are an overcrowded city. We need... we've got a local plan to think ahead. We have got particular needs for people who can't afford to rent.
Climate change takes up quite a big proportion, I think, certainly of the statement which was released to the press yesterday. And you've got a new climate charter, which I think we've possibly discussed before on the programme.
Well, I think what we've done as a council is we've reduced emissions ourselves by 25% in 4 years. And clearly we've got to come up as a country and also as Cambridge with plans to get to net zero carbon. We're not Australia, but we have to see, and we already knew that science said that things like Australia were now going to be far more prevalent and the huge damage. So I think our focus this year is on engaging households, businesses. They've got to own this problem. So we'll be working on what they can do about food, getting out of their cars, walking, cycling, making a choice on limiting their flights, one a year each way, or not none if they can travel. So I think.
What do you think of Extinction Rebellion? They have, as you'll be aware, plans to set up a roadblock across, I think, what they're describing as a major Cambridge road next month. They've got a list of demands. I think that's possibly the best way to describe them. But for you, for the university, for the county council, is that helpful?
I think we wouldn't be getting where we are without radical protest by Extinction Rebellion and others, and by challenging the government. So Labour MPs got through the motion about National's net zero carbon target. That we will be discussing with representatives of Extinction Rebellion in the next couple of weeks
what they're asking for. They want you to have a citizens' assembly, I think, is the main thing.
Well, I think the main thread that I get out of that is that they're rightly saying that there's a lot of people who are excluded at the moment that don't get into the dialogue, and that is part of our agenda anyway, in terms of there being a focus by household. So other people have got to own this problem. Just by us cutting the council's emissions isn't enough. We'll talk to Extinction Rebellion, and it's up to us and them.
But if they decide to stand across East Road, they block all the traffic, and there's cars there sitting idling and putting more pollution into the air, that's not helpful either for people going about their business.
They did a good job when they had a car-free day, but if they're talking about trying to bring Cambridge to a halt for a week, then that isn't going to be productive.
And would you expect the police to come along and pull them out the way?
Well, that's up to the police to make a judgment. And clearly, I'm a protester at times, and I respect people's right to protest. But we've got to have a reasonable dialogue, and we want to work with them. We've been working on a number of projects with groups in there, zero carbon projects, work by Tony Eva and others. So it is about the community working together, and we need to get support from government. We need action on clean air. We need to work with the county council. We need to do a lot more on transport. We can't just let the county council say we're not going to have any form of charging, because one of the key issues is public transport and getting people out of cars, and that is about a quarter of the emissions locally.
The county council put a motion forward, I think, just after Christmas. It's basically saying that congestion charging wasn't a solution or a necessary step. I'm assuming you disagree with that, but are you now stuck in terms of putting any form of congestion charging or in whatever shape or form in the city without the county council agreeing?
Well, we do have a buggers model with different people with different powers, and we have to work with the county, and we've been working very well with them for the last 5 years. So,
what's changed? Why are they suddenly saying, "Oh, we don't need, you know, we don't want to consider this?"
Well, we've known that they've previously had problems. One of the reasons we went down the ill-fated route with control points of sort of taking a road closure approach was that was the only thing that they would buy into at the time. But I think the answers have to be, what's the best thing for this city? We can't start, and we have to respect people travelling in, including low-income people travelling in who need to use their cars. But we can't get the buses to run. We can't get people to use public transport unless there's less cars on the road. And we have to have a cleaner air city. We've got East Road, we've got St Matthew's School, primary school pupils breathing in dirtier air than we need. So I'm hopeful that we'll get a same way with Extinction Rebellion on one aspect, that we'll get the same level of dialogue.
Who's the easiest to work with, the County Council or Extinction Rebellion?
I think they're both good people to work with.
Okay. Lots of other things, and I would urge people to take a look at the City Council website and find out a little bit more about the plans.
It's going to come out on the 22nd
of
January.
And then you discuss it, presumably, at full council. One. Is that how
then,
it works?
Then it gets discussed on the 3rd and the 13th of February.
What about our council tax? How much can we expect to pay more?
I think we're allowed to increase it by up to £5 a year.
So it's
about 3%, because we need to protect services, yes, and we will need to be looking at investing better and being more efficient. So there may be changes to services in the next few years, because we don't get any grant, and we're also going to be losing some new homes bonus in the next few years, because government keeps taking money away from district councils.
Okay, Lewis Herbert, leader of Cambridge City Council, thank you very much for joining us this morning. It is 22 after 8.
Cambridge 105 Radio.